In part two of the Emmett Smith series, Emmett leaves his hometown Pensacola, Florida, and heads down to Gainesville to join the Florida Gators. While he racked up video game-like stats during his high school career, every freshman has to go through that college transition period, and Smith was ready to step up to that challenge.
I thought my transition was fairly simple. I think I understood defenses coming into college. Learning the offense, I was in an I formation in high school, and so I was very familiar with being in the I. I think the terminology of our system and the way we see things and call certain defenses, certain offensive plays, those are the things that, as a student-athlete, that you must get comfortable with.
After working hard through the summer and into fall camp, the Gators started the 1987 season with a loss to the Miami Hurricanes, in which Smith didn't play, followed by a beating of the Tulsa Golden Hurricanes, where Smith received 10 carries for 109 yards. It wasn't until the next week, when the team headed up to Tuscaloosa to take on rival Alabama, when Smith had his first career start.
I couldn't ask for a better start against a high-profile team like Alabama University. And to have the success that we were able to have against their defense that day, and the success I was able to have individually, I couldn't ask for a better start.
Finishing the day with a then-Gator record of 224 yards on 39 carries with two touchdowns, Smith took hold of the starting running back position for good. He finished his freshman year with 1,341 yards and was named Southeastern Conference and National Freshman of the Year. Smith continued breaking Florida rushing records for the next 2 years of his Gator career and ended up at the end of his junior year with 58 school records. Smith was projected as a first-round pick for the 1990 NFL Draft after his junior season and decided to leave the University of Florida and head to the NFL, a decision he stands by to this day.
I don't regret that decision at all, because at the end of the day, when I sit back now and I truly evaluate where I was at physically, mentally, and emotionally within my career at the University of Florida, I didn't want to take any more risks. I think I've done all I could possibly do at the University of Florida as a football player and as a student. I thought it was time for me to move on to the next level.
While Smith was happy and ready to take the next step in his football career, he knew he was going to miss being a senior and enjoying his final year at school.
What would have been my senior year, having a chance to play with my freshman class and being around some of my peers, but most importantly, when the seniors get a chance to come back to Gator Growl and get invited onto the stage and get introduced to the crowd, I think I missed those kind of moments.
Even though he only spent 3 years in the orange and blue, Smith left his mark on the Florida football program and was honored in 2006 as he, along with three other Gator legends, were inducted into the Ring of Honor at the University of Florida, something Smith says is one of his highest honors.
That means that I did my job and I did it to the best of my ability, and the people back in Gainesville recognize that, and I'm honored that they even consider me to even be in the Ring of Honor, because it's not an easy task. It's not given away lightly.
Tune in next week for part three of the Emmett Smith series as Smith begins his journey to being known as one of the greatest running backs in NFL history. For ESPN 850 WRUF, I'm Yancey Cook.